I'm Carol Hills with The World, and for the next few minutes, we're getting a taste of carnival in Panama. That's what carnival sounds like in Portobello. It's a city in Panama that has a unique way of marking the annual festival. Pierce Freelon is a friend of our show and a professor at the University of North Carolina. He's also a hip-hop artist, and he's in Portobello right now. So, Pierce, what's so special about carnival celebrations there?
Well, carnival here is unique. They kind of celebrate the festival through this kind of Congo tradition, which is the African dance where they're kind of critiquing slavery and colonialism through this amazing metaphor of the Diablos, who kind of represents the whip-wielding slave master, and the Congo, who represents this kind of liberated African, you know, the legacy of the Cimarrones, that means the Maroons in Spanish, that freed themselves and became Congos, which is like the free Africans. So they engage carnival through this dance. It's really cool.
So what does it look like visually?
The Congos are kind of painted their face in charcoal. They're wearing kind of old discarded clothes and these cool chains with whistles. And oh man, it's really, you know, fascinating juxtaposition of the Congos, who represent the Africans, as I mentioned, and the Diablos are wearing these big red masks with horns and these gnarling teeth, you know, and carrying these whips and whipping people, you know, as they walk by. Our friend and photographer Saul, who's here with us, got lashed at yesterday. We all got whipped at, and that's kind of part of this community performance that everyone from the elders to the niños engage in.
Yeah, the photos are beautiful, and listeners, you can see the photos at PRI.org. In an interesting way, it's sort of turning the notion of blackface, which has a very negative connotation, on its head.
Oh my goodness. Like, okay, so minstrelsy was my frame of reference when I got here. I'm like, what are these people doing in blackface? I completely had no context for understanding kind of the nuance of the critique and that they were actually celebrating black culture through blackface. It was jarring at first. You know what I mean? In America, blackface is just terrible. It's Burt Williams, it's exploitation, it's stereotype. You know, here, It's like we said, it's playful, it's subversive, it's, you know, emancipatory.
So you're working with local artists there on a project called Cristo Negro Diablo Blanco. What's your project about?
With Cristo Negro Diablo Blanco, through beat making and poetry and photography, and there are a wonderful kind of roster of artists that we're working with here to kind of explore these topics. It's part of our wrestling with these issues. For me, as a black man, as an African American whose country has yet to deal with some aspects of their legacy of enslavement, it's inspiring to see how the people of Portobello are kind of addressing these issues. So I've been making beats, you know, sampling local artists, working with Jairo and Gustavo Esquina here in Portobello, working with Saul Flores. We've just been kind of working, ingesting, soaking in the elements of the festival, and then creating art from that.
One of the significant things about this tradition is that Christ is black, and Portobello itself has this black tradition because it was a port where slaves were brought in. How does that link to the story?
Well, I guess I can start with kind of a very brief personal story. So the first time I saw a black Jesus was at my grandmother's house. Queen Mother Frances Pierce, we called her. She was like a activist and organizer and hairdresser. And I always thought like, well, this is peculiar. Seeing Jesus, he's had like a blonde Jerry curl or something. You know, it's kind of this white figure. And so to come here to Portobello and everywhere you look, you see black Christ in a purple robe. It's just staggering from the standpoint of someone who, you know, doesn't have a frame of reference for black Christ. But that's all the people here at Portobello have known. And if you look back historically, the legend goes that the statue, the Cristo Negro statue, was jettisoned from a Spanish boat when they were trying to, you know, keep from sinking. They were throwing, you know, all types of cargo off the ship, and they jettisoned this Cristo Negro, you know, life-size statue of black Christ off the boat, and it found its way to the shores of Portobello. So, you know, it was kind of a miracle in that way. There's the whole thing about Jesus walking on water. Well, black Jesus found his way through the waters.
Pierce, I know you've been making some beats down there. Tell us about them.
Yeah, making a lot of beats, meeting kids on the street, and they'll just beatbox. A couple of the beats we've been made have just been inspired by different kids beatbox, different comparsa, carnival rhythms. But there's one beat where I sampled an artist named Ismael Rivera. He had a song called Nazareno, which is about Black Christ. And I took that song, chopped up the sample, kind of infused it with some of the rhythms that I've heard here and have been inspired by here, to kind of make a beat celebrating Black Christ in a new medium, in an electronic hip hop medium, but totally inspired by Ismael's work. And there's actually a statue of Ismael Rivera in downtown Portobello. So that was kind of encouraged me to look into his work, and his whole work is like centered around Black Jesus.
That was a taste of Cristo Negro. Now, Pierce, what happens next?
Well, we've been here for the carnival, and we're going to continue to stay in Portobello until Sunday, collaborating with Gustavo and Jairo Esquina. And then in March, they're actually coming to Chapel Hill, North Carolina, to do some presentations and workshops with us, both in the community and at UNC Chapel Hill. Through the Process Series and through Digital Portobello and Creative Currents. Those are our partners that helped us put this project together. So yeah, we've been to Panama, and they've hosted us and filled us full of plátanos and cerveza. And now we get to host them in North Carolina and fill them up with some, you know, I don't know, pork rinds and root beer, you know, whatever. Like, and we're going to create with them. We're going to make some art in North Carolina inspired by the process that we've engaged in here, and premiere that on March 20th and 21st at UNC.
Pierce Freelon, he's a professor at the University of North Carolina. He's also a hip-hop artist in his own right, and we've been speaking to him from Portobello, an interesting city in Panama that's been celebrating carnival, and Pierce and his friends have been celebrating along with them. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Mr. Black and Almice, yo, Kill a Squad for life, yo. Hey, en mi ghetto hay uno, dos, tres, cuatro homicidios a diario, cuatro madres llorando y mil obreros sin salario, ey. Menores que sueñan con ser sicarios y niñas prostitutas que a su cuerpo le hacen daño o el gobierno comete. No acepta sus fallos, radares, Juan Hombrón. Problema con el adiós, hay policías corruptos, falsos abogados y quien el sueldo del pobre le importa un carajo, así que falla. Hay que darle falla al que maltrata, falla. Políticos que cambian por la plata,
falla.
Pa' todo el que está ribeteado y el sueldo del pobre le importa un carajo, así que falla. Hay que darle falla al que maltrata,
falla.
Políticos que cambian por la plata,
vaya.
Pa' todo el que está ribeteado y el sueldo del pobre le importa un carajo, ey. El menor no va porque...